It's all about Southampton. The So-So Show with Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Southampton's podcast, The So-So Show. We've got entertainment, news and interviews with a unique Southampton flavour, hosted by her, Zoe Hanson.
And him, Simon Clark. This week, we meet the man behind the 30-minute Santa flights, where your kids can enjoy the experience of meeting Father Christmas. But it's in less than half an hour. Amazing.
To be fair, it's very much my inner child that inspired this, to be honest.
And Zoe has hosted a Christmas party online. How did that go? I'm sure it involved alcohol. We'll find out very soon. It's episode 32. And you know, it's a good job we started doing these when we did, because obviously Harry and Meghan are now getting in on the podcasting thing.
Right.
Naturally, they're going to want to do one about this fine city of ours, right?
That's what I was thinking. And I was wondering if we should get in touch with them to see if they wanted to come on.
They LA?
Yes. Yeah, they are. They are. You know, but this is what lots of podcasters do. They sort of go on each other's shows. So we could do a collaboration with them, couldn't we?
We could. I think so. They'd be up for it, surely.
You're practically royal, aren't you, living in Hedge End? Your Christmas preparations, how are they going? Have you started anything? Because you've admitted that you are Christmas Eve.
I have never felt as unprepared for a Christmas as I am this year. I measure how prepared I am for Christmas with regard to whether or not I've looked at a program schedule for the telly yet. They send you these supplements months in advance of Christmas. I haven't looked at a single one yet. Oh, there's a Vicar of Dibley Christmas special.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's about as far as I can tell you what's happening. And normally, I'd be all over it. But this year, I haven't got a clue. I can't see the wood for the Christmas trees. So I know I've got all the presents I need.
Yeah.
But I just haven't wrapped anything yet. And I know there's some people that I need to send cards to. And I know I need to pull my finger out and do that, because pretty soon we're going to run out of time.
Did you get my card?
Oh, do you know, I might have done. I've got about 4 cards on the stairs I haven't opened yet.
That is terrible. People have gone to all... Sorry, me. I've gone to all that effort.
But I will open it. It's in a pile of stuff with bills and stuff like that. And it's like, at the weekend, I'll just sit down and open the cards then.
I'm very much, Christmas cards-wise, I like to get them out really early, like first weekend of December, so that people can make the most of them. You know, you get a month's use out of it. With a birthday card, you only get a week, don't you?
My parents used to turn them into Christmas decorations. And we had this glazed panel. If you can imagine, it's like 4 squares of rippled glass right behind the sofa in the living room that separated the bottom of the stairs from the living room. And obviously there's like a wooden cross separating the 4 panes of glass. And they used to put bits of string across and then you would just put the cards over it. So you had this kind of whole wall of Christmas cards. So yeah, they were really on it in terms of, you know, getting the cards out and turning them into decorations straight away. I'll get round to opening the cards. The important thing is I've got the tree. I haven't got any lights outside the house, but I've got the tree.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, I've completely hidden the outside lights now because I'm like, it's too late now. I can't be bothered. And it just keeps raining, so I won't bother with that either. What about Christmas shopping, like food shopping? Have you done that?
Well, we already established about a month and a half ago that I'd bought a Christmas pudding.
Yeah.
Because last time no one got me a Christmas pudding and I wanted a Christmas pudding on Christmas Day. And of course, I thought, oh, I might be able to get some of those on Boxing Day. Well, this year, M&S isn't open on Boxing Day. And last year, even when it was, they didn't have any puddings left. So I took things into my own hands and I bought a Christmas pudding about, I don't know, 2 months ago, as soon as they became available. I think that's it as far as food shopping is concerned. I've ordered the turkey.
Oh, well done.
But I haven't got anything else. My plan is to do one of those shop and a halves this weekend where I go and do the normal food shop on Friday morning, but also get a few extra bits in.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably go Wednesday and get all the bits I need for the dinner.
Yeah.
Like the veg and the pigs in blankets and stuff like that.
That's what you need to leave until the last, isn't it? I've been forced to go food shopping this week. I got the orders in. We're going to my folks for Christmas. So my folks always get, you know, the turkey and all the dinner stuff. But I was given a list. I had to get Prosecco. I had to get crisps for the kids and crisps for the adults. And that was it.
Cheesy Wotsits?
Cheesy Wotsits all the way. They're my favourites. And then I've got Pombears for the kids and Doritos for the adults. That's it. Sorted. That's all I needed. I spent about £5 and that was it.
And the rest of the trolley was booze?
Yeah, fair amount of it.
See, I haven't even bought any Christmas drinks yet either.
I've got a little box of snowballs.
That's the ghost of Christmas past right there.
Isn't it? I only have those four. I have those four, and then next year maybe there's one left.
And how about sherry? Because Christmas is the time when more sherry is consumed than at any other point of the year.
Ooh, I love a sherry, though.
Have you still got a bottle from, you know, several years ago that's moved to the back of the drinks cabinet that you have to fish out?
No, do you know what? When I'm cooking a Sunday roast, I do like to have a sherry. And everybody's always called me a bit, you know, a bit of a grandma for it. But then my neighbour's grandmother passed away, unfortunately, but she was clearing the house and she was like, oh, I've got two bottles of sherry, do you want them? Yeah, I do. I got sherry coming out of my ears.
Fantastic. Well, that's you sorted for Christmas beverages. And how about your shopping? Have you got all the presents done?
Right, I've bought all the presents. I have wrapped all the presents, and there's a specific thing that I do, and it takes a year to come to fruition every year. So I record songs of praise with all of the carols and that. I record that one year and then watch it the following year when I'm wrapping all the presents.
Oh.
It's really lovely.
I can see why you do that, because I always used to love recording the carols at King's and then playing that out at about 11 o'clock at night as I was frantically doing all the last minute present wrapping. So I can totally see that.
It's a really cute idea, because you hear all of the, you know, Mariah Carey and Shakin' Stevens all over Christmas, but you don't hear carols, do you? And I just really love that, you know, the trees up. You're frantically trying to remember who you've just wrapped that present for. Just calms me down a little bit. Makes me quite emotional. And you know, that's another tradition. I have to have a Christmas cry.
Really?
It's normally about mid-December, but I have to have a Christmas cry where everything's like so exciting and there's anticipation about the day and you've been shopping and somebody's barged into you and yeah, just have a little cry, just let it all out for a bit.
A little festive blub.
My mate, and look, we're of the same age, right? But my mate always said he used to get a Christmas smack. Because he'd just get, you know, like kids just get to fever pitch, don't they? And then they don't know what to do with themselves. They're bouncing off the walls. So we used to get a Christmas smack and get sent to bed one day.
A Christmas clip round the ear.
Yeah.
I'll also hold my hands up and confess that I haven't actually been into the city centre this Christmas. Normally, at some point, I would have gone in and just had a bit of a casual browse, probably ended up buying more stuff for me than I did for anybody else in the process.
Yeah.
But I just haven't gone into town this year. So I feel a bit bad about that, because I feel I should be supporting the retailers, but I'm supporting them all in other ways. I just kept away from town. I think it was all the photos of the busy streets in London that put me off the idea of going anywhere where there would be other people.
Well, I've been into town, and I've been into Westquay a couple of times. I've even been into Primark. Yeah, I thought I'd have to brave it, but it was all right. Westquay was absolutely fine. You're getting, you know, the biggest queue is for the Saints shop, for the kit shop. My gosh, they are doing a roaring trade there, because their new sponsor shirt is out now. So everybody's trying to get that for Christmas. But of course, everybody's queuing up to get the shirt and then want the number and the name on the back of it.
Yeah, so it just takes
time. So
tell me about the new shirts. I bumped into a lady who does quite a bit of tailoring at St. Mary's, and she was telling me the other day that she's, I said, how are you? She said, oh, I'm okay. She said, but I've got loads of stuff to do at the moment. Walker Peters wants long sleeves on his shirt, so I've had to go and do all of those.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't say Walker Peters. She just gives me the number, like a bingo caller, and I have to go, number two, that's Walker Peters.
See, that's another job. I always love when you come across these jobs that you think, how does that even exist? Like, if you went to a careers advisor at school and said to them, I want to tailor football shirts for Premier League players, they go, no, that doesn't exist. You know, you just think that that's just somebody's job at the club. You don't even think about it being a thing, do you?
No. It's my friend Pitsame and her cat Oscar that live around the corner. They do all the tailoring.
Wonderful.
Now, obviously, Christmas is a little bit different this year and there are less opportunities for us to take our children to see Father Christmas. But we've got more information this week about the Santa flights that we mentioned last week. These are at the Orange Rooms. It's your chance for your children to experience flying to see Father Christmas, but in less than half an hour. Let's find out a bit more about it with Rhys Stanford from the Orange Rooms.
This Christmas, we decided that we are going to do flights to Lapland. And the best bit of all is Santa is going to be on the plane himself. So, exactly, it's shocking. How he found time in his busy, busy schedule to visit us, we will never know, but we are honoured. So, basically, we're offering flight Santa trips. It's all an experience. I've had a few people message already saying they're afraid of planes and will they need their passport, and they won't. Because it's you'd be happy to know, it's actually...
They get special passports for this, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, yeah, they do. But it's up one flight of stairs, really, and it's... A plane experience where you can bring your children to meet Santa this Christmas. It's quite a magical experience. So when you get on the plane, you're going to be taken to your seat. There's either airline seats for first class, or we've got business class, which is really comfy red velvet sofas.
Nice.
And basically, when you're sat down, you'll be sat down by an elf hostess, which we're very lucky to have as well. We've borrowed some of those from the North Pole.
Brilliant.
Before we take off in our plane, we're going to do a little bit of a health and safety memo.
Elf and safety.
Yep, elf and safety.
Hey.
All our elf hostesses will show you how to do up your seat belts and things like that. And once they've done that, we're basically going to take to the skies. It's a basically, whilst you're in your seats and stuff like that, we have screens and you'll see the plane take off. So hopefully the little ones will be mesmerised.
Yeah.
And then once we're in the air, the elf hostesses will appear again to offer every child a hot chocolate or a warm squash and a biscuit.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, really give it that airline feel. And then we're basically going to Santa will appear.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's to be fair, it was a... It's very much my inner child that inspired this, to be honest. Even at the age of 27, I'm like, I'd do this.
This is what Christmas is all about, you know what? We're all kids, you know what I mean? And the magic of Christmas is not lost. So how do we book tickets to come and see Santa at Mile High?
Okay, so you can either go to eventbrite.co.uk or you can go on Mile High's social media page and we've got ticket links that go through there.
Brilliant.
You do have to be careful because we have Lapland flights for adults, which are on the Fridays and the Saturdays, but they run through our website. So as long as you are on Eventbrite, you are purchasing the right tickets. The flights are from the 16th to the 24th of December. Flights start at 10 a.m. and they go all the way through to 6 p.m. at night and they last roughly around half an hour.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Rhys. Good luck with all of those flights, because I know you're going to be on every single one, aren't you?
Yeah, taking up valuable seats here. But yeah, hopefully, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
That's Rhys Stanford from Mile High at the Orange Rooms, where they've taken their airline bar concept and spun it around so that children can fly to meet Father Christmas. What a cool thing to do.
Oh, I'm so excited for it. It's amazing, isn't it?
The So-So Show with Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark.
I hosted a Christmas party this week, actually.
All right.
It was for Only Networking and it was on Zoom.
Right.
And we had knocking on 100 people on this Zoom party. You think, oh, I don't know how this is going to work. It was all a bit crazy. But everybody got dressed up and everybody was Christmassy and they'd all worked on their backdrops. And, oh, it was fantastic. And then the crescendo of the whole evening was that we were all going to sing All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. And I can describe that singing of 100 people who are in delay and don't know the words and possibly can't sing that well. I could describe it as a choir, maybe a cat's choir, no more than that.
Didn't you think that maybe I should just click record and record it all? Because we could have then played that as part of the podcast.
Well, you could have done. We did record it. There's no way you'd want to hear any of that stuff. Are you trying to put people off the podcast?
Would it be like the worst ever end of a Christmas party when all the drunks are leaving and they're singing Last Christmas, but so badly out of tune?
Yes, yes, exactly that. Possibly worse. They're all in the comfort of their own home.
Nowhere to go.
It's so bizarre, isn't it? So I was reading this week, because obviously everything's gone online, and I don't know about you, but I spend most of my time on Zoom right now, so meetings and whatever else. So I'll make myself look presentable and you know, from the waist up.
Yeah.
But apparently perfume sales are down by 51% this year.
Wow.
And of course they are, because nobody can smell you. You know, as long as your hair looks all right and you've put a bit of face on, you know.
That's always the Christmas fail-safe. You know, more perfume and aftershave
right.
is sold at Christmas than at any other time of the year.
But it's down by 51% because people are going, well, I'm not wearing perfume for four meetings on a Tuesday on Zoom.
Totally.
And they reckon that showers are down as well. So the water companies must be sort of hating this lockdown. People are at home and they're filling the kettle and stuff, but they're not taking as many showers. So whereas people used to have like a shower every day, they've been cutting that back.
I was a daily shower guy, but I will confess,
yeah.
unless I've done some form of exercise,
yeah.
I might have let it roll into every other day occasionally.
Right. Well, we don't need it. Not doing anything.
No. No, no, no. So, yeah, I can totally see that. I'm hoping it might translate to my water bill. I suspect it probably isn't going to.
No, no. Well, you've got teenagers in the house. You know?
Oh, yeah.
They'll be showering four times a day, won't they?
And Lynx Africa don't need to issue a profit warning. I can tell you that much. You can cut the air with a knife sometimes.
And I don't know about you, but we're all sort of slobbing around in our sort of slacks at home, you know, we're wearing our jogging bottoms and whatever.
Slacks is such an old person word.
Oh, it is, isn't it? But you know that I'm a grandma in disguise, don't you? So this year the trend is for Christmas pajamas, not jumpers, because even if on Christmas Day you're waking up round at your family's house, everybody's going to wear their pyjamas all day because you've worn them for the rest of the year. So why not now?
Exactly. It's become a habit.
Yeah.
Something else that's quite interesting, and I reckon this will happen under the tree a lot this year. People have been spending more time and effort on physical photos, and photos have had a revival in 2020.
Right.
So when was the last time you printed something out and put it in a picture frame?
Do you know what is bizarre is I had a delivery this week because I'd made a photo book of when I took Littlen to Disneyland Paris last year, and I kept trying to make a photo book, couldn't do it, got annoyed about it, off you go. And then I printed off a load of photos as well, because I love photos and I love the, you know, just having the physical one there. It just, it makes me nervous thinking they're on my phone and they will be deleted at some point, you know.
Oh, no, I stopped worrying about that when I started letting my phone back up to the cloud, because now I've got photos from, I don't know, probably the last 13 years now stored in the cloud somewhere. So I'm all right about that. One of the things I always used to do every year was do a calendar, but with a picture from each month of the previous year.
Okay.
So January 2021 would have a picture from January 2020, and February and all the rest, it would be photos from this year next to the appropriate month for the coming year. But
just pictures of your kitchen for this year then.
Well, I stopped doing it when the teenagers stopped letting me take pictures of them, basically.
Right.
Because there's no point anymore.
You should do it. You should do it. Like, go back through your phone. Find what was your May photo. Maybe it was like, yay, we've been allowed out. This is me in a car park.
Nah, it would be 12 pictures of the cat in various different sleepy poses. That's all it would be. So there's no point. But I used to love doing that. And I found one of the old calendars a couple of weeks ago when I was having a bit of a tidy up. And it was like, oh, this is giving me so many nice feels from about 10 years ago.
Oh, that is cute.
And that's one of the reasons why photographs are having a revival. People think, 49% of people think that real photos have more value than digital ones.
Yeah. Yeah. And it means that you don't have to look through somebody else's 54 photos of the same thing.
Just get it all off your phone and onto the mantelpiece.
I had a good photo opportunity the other day. We were going down a wide lane up by Inchcape Land Rover, and we saw some people. We saw Kerry James and her mates out on the Santa Dash. So they were all dressed in their Santa gear, and they had to do However far it is, I think it's a 10K, and then they just do it all virtually and they're raising money. But they look fantastic. And one was dressed as the Grinch and we beeped him as we went past. My little one was like, oh my gosh, there's an elf and Father Christmas. Oh, and the Grinch. Ah. Exciting news from in the New Forest. Eddie the Eagle was in town last week, opening Balmerlawn's new lodge. Now, this is like a ski lodge. It looks fantastic. It looks as if, and I think it does class as being outside, so you can go there and meet up with some people for a drink. Don't quote me on that. I mean, look, check it out first, right?
I think it's a great way of enabling people to get together.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And the stage door, fingers crossed, are running an adult panto this year. So check it out. Go on their website, see what it's all about. I've been to a couple of adult pantos before. I went to Cinderella.
With an S.
With an S, yes. And then when I was working at Butlin's, we used to have Keith Harris and Orville, and Cuddles the Duck. And they do the family show at sort of 7 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, they would go into the adult-only venue. That sounds just rude. I mean, look,
it does.
It's not. Look, it's just a bit more sweary, you know. And he would go in there and he would do an incredibly adult show with Orville and Cuddles and his hand up their backside.
I always thought Cuddles knew a bit of choice language.
Good interruption.
But I really hope Orville didn't say anything inappropriate.
Yes.
That would shatter my childhood if I know that Orville, when the kids had gone to bed, actually turned into a little green thing in a nappy that had the same sort of language as a docker.
I just remember Cuddles saying, I ate that, dork.
See, I can understand that from Cuddles. I can see that from Cuddles, but not from Orville.
No, he's too sweet.
He's too sweet.
Too sweet. So there we go. Another podcast done. Thank you so much. If you have liked us, if you joined in with us on social media, it all helps. If you want to give us something for Christmas, then please subscribe to this podcast.
And tell your friends.
Exactly right. And you know what? It's a Christmas gift that you can give to us. It's free and you don't have to wrap it.
Christmas / birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great week, Zoe.
And you, Simon.
You've been listening to Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark on Southampton's podcast, The So-So Show.